I'm joined by the president of the Community Foundation of Des Moines County. She is Michelle Abouassili. We also have the treasurer of the Community Foundation, regular guests. It's the first Wednesday of the month, so we're talking about the Community Foundation of Des Moines County. And there is a very special event that is going to be happening on the 10th of May, which happens to be a Tuesday. And it is going to be a financial planning seminar going on 5 to 6:30. Going to be going on right in the Arts Center of Burlington. So it's a chance to, I guess, what, understand financial planning, but also understand where the foundation and where charitable giving can go into your financial planning and your tax planning purposes. There's a lot of things that are going to be discussed. We're going to go, you've got the number of different funds. We talked about that, I think, the last time, community foundation funds. I know that we talked the last time about all of the grants that you gave out, $79,000 in grants. And
no, that was all gain from last year, right, which was a great year. So we were able to give out those grants plus add to the principal with the gain.
And again, the financial plan, who's going to be holding? This is going to be led by, Tim Roberts and Karen Elliott, right? Is that right, Michelle?
We actually have three different panelists coming. We'll have Ann Menke, Tim Roberts, and Karen Elliott. They're all experts in their fields of accounting and estate planning. So they'll be discussing the benefits of planned giving and then also have a question and answer session right after their talks.
Well, that sounds like, and it's going to be going on right in the gallery lounge at the Art Center.
Yeah,
so it's a very comfortable place.
It's a beautiful setting, yep. And we'll be serving light appetizers and have a cash bar. And I think it'll be just a nice evening. It'll be quick, but very informative.
And I'm looking at your sheet here. I think I mentioned it, Dennis. In Dow, Iowa, 25% tax credit. I must admit, I don't. I've heard of that. I've heard that expressed, but I have no idea how it works. Do you?
Well, basically, that was created a number of years ago to encourage investment in community foundations, and it's you only can get that tax, that 25% Iowa tax credit, if you give to a fund within a community foundation. And basically the way it works is when you make that donation or establish a fund, initial fund, you get that 25% tax credit. So here's a good example we have in our brochure. If you made a $1,000 donation, you would get the $320 federal deduction, assuming you're in that particular tax bracket.
Okay.
And then you'd get the $250 in Dow, Iowa tax credit. So your net cost of the gift would only be $430.
Oh, okay.
So it's an additional benefit of donating to a fund within the community foundation or establishing a fund,
which basically multiplies the money going to the foundation, is what it does. So that's really the key here. And we've asked how many funds there were. I think you said
33, or is it 34?
34 funds, yeah.
And if somebody wants to establish a fund, a family fund of their own, what do they need to do?
They just need to contact me. They can email me at cfdmc52601@gmail.com. Or they can give me a call at 319-572-1125.
And overall, the management of these funds, that's pretty much under your auspices, so to speak. Is that right, Dennis?
They're all managed by Two Rivers.
Okay.
All the funds are in a Two Rivers investment account.
Okay, you don't actually manage the funds.
No.
You simply help accrue them.
We manage the manager.
Okay, I got it.
We quarterly have a review with Two Rivers and to ensure that the funds are achieving, hopefully our goals and so forth. But no, they're managed by the Two Rivers Investment.
Well, the opportunities, right? Well, there are opportunities. We're moving in an inflationary time period, which can be a bad thing, but it can also be a good thing because it does tend to move. It does tend to make some investments much more lucrative, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the managers of, you're helping the managers manage the money. I'm guessing some of that's going to be going, perhaps if the inflation rate continues, to basically going into long-term investments.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's going on Tuesday, May 10th. Do you need to sign up on this, or is there a fee to sign up?
There is no fee, no. But if we would love RSVPs, which you can RSVP through our website.
Okay.
On the homepage, we put up a form to fill out, just so we're aware. It's not necessary, but just to help us plan. And you can go to our website at cfdmc.org.
Okay, CF, Community Foundation of Des Moines County, as I read this. Okay,
yes.
I got it. I can figure out that. Acronym, so to speak. Anyway, the most recent, you said the funds, by the way, you had the Wilson Family Foundation, the Marvin Mickelson Fund, and the Margaret Hansen Community Impact Fund. Those were the three funds that helped, sustain the last recipients. Is that the gifts that you had, the grants that you gave away? And you said, I think we asked last month, this was the first time you were able to honor all of the grants or all of the asking, so to speak, from the various nonprofit organizations,
yes.
Right?
We actually had a surplus, and in fact, we had a discussion yesterday of a current campaign about ready to kick off that we're going to hopefully be able to use the surplus to help fund that building campaign and so forth.
Well, one of the things that I remember was, I think one of the very first times we talked about the lighting of the Great River Bridge and also of Snake Alley, that lightscaping, so to speak, is going to be, that project. Do you know when that's going to be happening, Dennis, yet?
It's getting close.
Okay, all right.
We were talking, in fact, just within the last week on one of their board members, and they're just in the final phases of some of the design and so forth. I know some of the local contractors are already working on different aspects of, getting the power and doing different things. So,
well, it should be a spectacular sight.
Oh, yes.
When you're driving in particularly from Illinois. I know that we were on the road coming back from Chicago back several weeks ago, and I thought, as darkness was falling, I thought, that bridge is going to be spectacular the amount that you'll see it from distance, and also the fact that it will be standing out as something. And Snake Alley, that's also something that's going to be a very unique type of thing as well. So a lot of good things are happening. The Community Foundation of Des Moines County, again, the Financial Planning Seminar, that's going on Tuesday, May 10th, 5 to 6:30 in the Art Center Burlington in the Gallery Lounge. And again, Tim Roberts, Karen Elliott, and Ann Menke are going to be the presenters. And again, if you want more information, go to cfdmc.com. Is that right?
.org.
Oh, .org.
Yep.
I should have figured that one out as a nonprofit, indeed. To Michelle Abel-Wassily, Dennis Wilson, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck on Tuesday.